huge.
This is gonna be huge.
That would be huge.
That'll obviously be huge.
We are gonna be huge! Yeah.
This is a huge opportunity and we are going to nail it.
It's huge.
It's gonna be huge.
Absolutely, because opportunity thinking about $1,000 with the cash cow a little bit later on this morning.
I can't believe it.
$1,000 up for grabs, Patty. And think about this. Some of these Thursdays, we're going to give you a chance at $10,000.
I've heard some things.
I know. So $1,000 coming up at 8:20, our first code dropping 10 times a day. We give you a chance. If you don't have the KORD mobile app, you are missing out. I know a lot of people say, guys, you talk about the app all the time. Well, there's $1,000 up there for you.
And not just $1,000, like you said, $10,000 on Thursdays.
Exactly. I mean, so I got no problem bribing you. I got no problem bribing
you. Absolutely not.
I know you don't want to hear about the app, but guess what? They're money there. They're gold. So give you a chance to win that coming up at 8:20. In the meantime, we're going to try to keep you company this morning. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems, Nashville news, and see what big news stories are breaking, all that stuff as we get the day started. So grab the cup of coffee, grab the Red Bull. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
It shows coming to the Tri-Cities. There's Zach Top. I never lie. November is going to be awesome.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be awesome. Two big shows here right in on. The Tri-Cities for Zach Top. Our Sunnyside guy coming back to town. He's up for a couple CMAs. That consideration as well. And the guy is just crushing it. And we're so excited for Zach Top coming to the Tri-Cities. Now, make sure you download the KORD mobile app. We will give you a chance to win some of those free tickets for that great show. If you had $1,000, boy, you could go out. That'd be a party. If you had $1,000, you could, you know, you're going to Zach Top and then you got $1,000. Woo! That would be one Tri-Cities party.
Definitely.
So download the KORD mobile app for a chance to win some tickets. And then, of course, get that $1,000 from us as well. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started.
Come
here you
on.
Go. Well, it's October, so just we're kicking off October, and that means Halloween's around the corner. So, candy corn, yay or nay? That's the question today. That's a big no from Patty.
It's okay if you mix it with peanuts.
Interesting. Okay.
Tastes like a payday bar.
That's it. Okay. You know, all right.
But by itself, I can't do it.
So interesting.
But I know people who love it.
I know that you brought that up. If you go on YouTube and look at homemade recipes, yeah. Like you said, homemade paydays or homemade Reese's.
Oh.
Reese's peanut butter cups. It has candy corn mixed in there to get the taste. Yeah. Oh. But individually.
There are good things you can make with candy corn.
Now, for me as a kid, for some reason, I think I like the white part of it, but I did not like the rest of it. So, and there's only a very little bit of the white part on the candy corn.
I didn't like candy corn even as a kid.
Oh.
I liken it to like the box of raisins. I got no time for this stuff.
I mean, it was okay as a kid, but it's a little too sweet now as an adult. But as a
way
kid,
too sweet.
Yeah, as a kid, it's kind of like cotton candy. Didn't mind cotton candy as a kid. Now I'm like, ugh, too much
or
sugar.
Or like Peeps.
Oh, Peeps the same
Peeps
way.
I put Peeps in the same, same category. Yeah. It's all sugar.
Hey, when you're a kid, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Give me some of that sugar. But I hear what you're saying. But yeah, candy corn, yay or nay? We're going to say nay on the candy corn. What do you guys think? That'll be the Facebook fun. Chime in on it. We're curious. There must be somebody who loves candy corn out there.
I know people who do.
Let us know if you love candy corn. Obviously, it still sells. So
there's all different kinds. Now there's like a harvest candy corn.
What?
They add brown to it.
What? Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's like fall colors.
All right. I'm gonna go search this up on Google because I'm curious all these variations of candy corn. So there you go. That's the Facebook fun. Chime in on it. Rick and Patty. 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Here is 637, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty. Time for some Nashville news.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Nicole Kidman has filed for divorce from Keith Urban. Court records show that she filed the papers in Nashville where the celebrity couple had been living. She cited irreconcilable differences for the split. TMZ was first to report that split on Monday. The two married back in 2006. They have two daughters. And OK Magazine has saying now that Keith has allegedly moved on with another woman.
Yeah, we saw this.
Following his split. Aww. Yeah, sources say that all signs point to the fact that Keith is with another woman. They go on, it says, let's just say Nicole doesn't dispute that, but she's still shocked over it. And it's all over Nashville, I guess. We will keep you posted. Taylor Swift is making history again. This is quite the feat. On Tuesday, the Recording Industry Association of America confirmed that Taylor is the first and only female artist to pass 100 million certified album sales. She sold over 105 million albums in the U.S., which no other female has done. Only a few legendary names rank higher. The Beatles topped the list with 183 million albums sold. And then Garth Brooks, Elvis, and the Eagles. So way to go, Taylor Swift. Also way to go to Lainey Wilson. She returns to the 59th CMA Awards this November. Country Music Association confirmed this week that she will be hosting country music's biggest night for the second consecutive year. And in a statement, Lainey said, I'm humbled that CMA has trusted me with this role. Lainey is among the nominees at the 59th annual show. The 59th CMA Awards take place on November 19th. They'll be airing live on ABC.
We love Lainey.
I know. Finally, this is also concerning as fans are growing concerned with the news that Dolly was postponing her Vegas residency over health concerns. Dolly has also announced she's taking a pass on another major event. Dolly is sitting out this year's Governor's Awards on November 17th, where she was going to be receiving the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Her appearance was going to be virtual from Nashville. She wasn't even going to be there in person, so she's already backing out of that. That's November 17th. We're going to have to keep you posted on... I hope she's going to be okay.
Crossing fingers for Dolly.
Right?
She's a national treasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Country, it's 1027 KORD. And if you're ever curious what the top songs are, well, Saturday morning, Fitz will count them down all the way from 40 to number one with the country countdown. And right now, one of our favorite songs, Scotty McCreery's Bottle Rockets, is holding number
one. That's my new favorite.
I know.
It's my new favorite. I go, Rick, can we play it again?
It was so funny. This morning, I was in the shower putting shampoo in my hair.
And you went, Patty said this was her favorite song.
And I'm just sitting there with Bottle Rockets in my head. And I was like,
Bottle Rockets in the sky.
So, yeah, when a song gets stuck. So, again, we'll see if that's the number one song with Fitz and the Country Countdown on Saturday. You got to say, I got to give a little round of applause really quick for Patty because she looks absolutely amazing. She's getting ready to go to a reunion.
I'm going to a reunion this weekend, a radio reunion. I have not been back like since I left Chicagoland in like the year was 2006.
Wow, way back.
No.
Okay. And you're going back.
So now I'm going back a few pounds lighter.
Yay! How many
pounds?
How
about that?
You can say it.
47 pounds lighter.
47 pounds.
How about that?
Thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. And you know what? If you've been thinking about losing weight, we've got a solution for you, don't we, Patty?
We do. It's Tri-Cities Weight Loss. If you want to lose like 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, just like Rick and I did, they have got the secret. You can call Dr. Lopez and Ashley. They'll get you back on track.
I love it. No surgery, no drugs, no injections, no prepackaged meals, no exercising, no calorie counting. And I've been off the plan for months.
Yeah.
And I'm still the same. Have you not noticed I'm still the exact same
way? You are the same.
Yeah, because it retrains your brain into what foods to intake. So like we had discussed that really, for you and I, it really just was bad habits. It really is. Oh, it's late night, it's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Oh, I'm going to have three pieces of pizza. You know
I don't
saying?
Miss doing that at all anymore.
Yeah, you don't do any of that. Yeah, no. Because your brain's been retrained to where that you're, you know, healthy food and different things.
You know what Jeff told me too? He goes, hey, Buck, you have way more energy.
Yeah, you
and
do.
I'm like... I feel
you,
I do.
You do. Because you're not carrying around those extra pounds. So give our friends a call and get a free consultation. Right, Patty?
Yep. It's Tri-Cities Weight Loss. The number is 509-410-0670. And online, it's tricitiesweightloss.com.
And when you call them, just let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Gonna be hosting the CMAs, Lainey Wilson, Heart Like a Truck, and number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD at 7:09. $1,000 up for grabs coming up at 8:20 this morning, Patty.
That's insane, Rick.
It is, with Moolah the Cash Cow.
Yes.
Want to give you a chance at $1,000. Make sure you download the KORD mobile app so you can play with us a little bit later on that. All right, time for other people's problems. Cliff Septic sponsoring it, number one in the number two business. And Lisa, man, this is some unpacking today.
Rick and Patty, this is weird, I know, but it is a problem that I need help with. My baby daddy is about to do some time in prison. He and his wife have been raising my son, and it's worked out okay. Now they're telling me that she can't take care of him until he gets out of jail. It might be like 3 to 5 years, so I get my baby back. Well, the problem is that my current man won't stand for it. He says they'll just come back and try to get him back when he gets out of prison. This is tearing me up. He's my boy, and I'm scared he'll resent me for life. But if I say yes, my current guy's going to leave, and then later, I may lose my son anyway. What do I do now? Lisa in Walla Walla.
I don't know all the particulars, Lisa. So why don't you have your son already?
I know.
So is there some custody thing we don't know about? You didn't leave that in the app. We don't know all the particulars. So there are questions we have, Lisa, on this particular situation. So number one, why don't you have your son on a regular basis?
And if baby daddy is going to prison, I don't think I'd fight. I don't want my kid. Yeah. I don't want my boy with him anyways.
I'd fight for rights. Yeah. I'm always confused.
What's happening?
Yeah. I mean, now I've been down this road before. Sadly, I had a divorce many years ago. Not anybody going to prison, thank goodness. No one going to prison. No. But I remember that as the dad of Logan, I refused to give up any, like zero. Because some people will just, I'll just give up the right. What? No. You know? And I didn't give up an ounce of everything. We had shared custody. We had shared physical and all of that. So neither one of us could make a decision without the other with my son. That was it.
Yep.
Now drastic medical or something, absolutely. But for the most part, when it came to schooling and whatever we were doing, even though we were divorced, it was like
you guys were all in together.
We had it in our parenting plan. It was like, no, there was no. She's got sole physical custody. None of that would have gone down for me. No, I had equal say. So I don't know the whole story on this, Lisa.
No, I guess I don't understand why you don't want your son with you 100% of the time anyway.
But
something's off with this.
But I am worried about the current man. You know what I'm saying? I have no.
He has no say.
Yeah, thank you. You already said it. You said it. I have no respect for dudes who act like that. Sorry. I don't, you know, not my kid. Well, pack your stuff. Get on down the road.
Yeah, get out.
Get out.
I mean.
So for me, Lisa, this is a red flag for the current guy. Do whatever you can to get your baby back.
Yep.
That should be your number.
That's right.
Your child is your number one priority, not your current relationship.
I know that. That he's not with you right now I'm concerned about.
Yeah. I think no matter what's going on with the courts, if you step up and show that you can be a great mom to your kid, and when the baby's daddy gets out of prison, if you've been doing this for 3 to 5 years, guess what's going to happen? He ain't going to win.
No.
He's not going to win.
That shouldn't be an issue anyways. You should have, I don't know.
Your kid. If you're not around your child, he's going to resent you for the rest of your life. That's it, plain and simple. He might even resent you now. We don't know. So, Lisa, yeah, current dude, bye. See ya.
Yeah. He
got no say. And you go take care of the boy. So, all right. We're going to throw this out to you guys. 547-KORD. App chat is what you would do in the situation. We're actually in unison this morning. You take care of your kid first. Not some relationship, Keith Urban. Okay, so, all right. let's get working on this. That is Other People's Problems. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
22, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. The station giving you a chance at $1,000 on the way with Moodle the Cash Cow. That is a little bit after 8 o'clock on the way, Patty.
That's fantastic, Rick.
Yeah, right now 55 degrees for you, cloudy skies. Today's high near 75. So if you didn't know this, Lionel Richie has a brand new autobiography out, and he's been talking about Michael Jackson being smelly.
So, shut the front door.
So Lionel said this: whenever Michael came to visit, he was wearing whatever jeans and a t-shirt, and the jeans were either falling off of him or too short or to be even jeans, and, well, smelly.
He just got into the habit of wearing the same pants until they were unwearable, and that's from Lionel Richie.
No.
So it got us thinking about on occasion, we're not going to call out names, but we've had coworkers that were kind of stingy or stinky, and because we work in such close quarters, because you know we're in a room. A lot of people don't realize when they come to the studio, they're like, wow, you guys work in this box? Yeah, we work in a box, basically.
Yeah, and if you're not wearing deodorant, don't come near me. Sorry. I got no time for that.
Yeah, and so we always try, again, it's one of those, you know, growing up when I was in a poor family, of course, people did not take care of themselves as they should have. And so I understand stenchy stuff. So it's one of those things where, so if I could take 2 showers a day, I probably would.
I get you. I understand.
It dries
that.
Out my skin. But I usually will take a shower, and I have to take a shower to start the day, just period.
I know.
I can't. My wife can go days. I can't. I gotta take a shower. And then I take a shower. And then when I go, after I get done with the gym, I go home and take another shower.
Of course you do.
And be done with it.
That's right.
So have you ever had to confront someone about their stench? I've never felt that it was my place in those situations, so I've never said, "Ooh, you stink." I know. Have you ever had to do that to somebody?
Sadly, don't I come in here and go, Rick?
Yeah, you do. You do. That other room over there smells like, it smells ripe in that other room.
Well, so even here at the radio station, and it's not labeled, but we have a designated male and female bathroom.
Drives you nuts. It drives
and
you nuts.
And I saw a coworker come out of the... Right? I saw a male come out of the female... And
After a healthy... Yeah, exactly. I don't want
to
go
and
in
And I
after,
don't know what to say. And so I don't. I come in here and I go, Rick, guess what I saw?
So here's the deal, though. And I know where Patty's coming from. We only have 2 bathrooms. That's it. And if everybody's here for the day... It's like, we got.
Does it matter who's using which room? It really doesn't.
I know, but I'd rather have an outhouse outside than have to deal with some of the stenchy dudes here. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yes, I hear you.
Not that I think I smell any better than they do, but it's like, you joke, we can smell the ripeness down the hallway. Like, smell a little ripe down there.
And it's not funny. It's an issue, but.
So let's have a little bit of fun with you guys. Some calls. Oh, man, we're going to go. You're like, what? What a Rick and Patty, man. It's crazy what they think of. So have you ever had to do that and ever had to confront
somebody and say, hey
man, can you take a shower?
I was talked to because I overdo the perfume on occasion.
So even from perfume, let's talk about that. Let's say someone has too much deodorant on. That might be another. It's not just stench. It's like, man.
I'll never do that. On occasion, though, I'll go, ooh, you smell nice.
Yeah. You know what? I'm surprised you don't give one of our coworkers, you know, a little cologne sex panther or something. Yeah.
I just steer clear.
All right. She steers clear. All right. We'll take some calls. See what you guys have for us. I know you guys always have great stories. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Uzi, there's good news. 7:37, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. It's Rick and Patty. Well, Lionel Richie's got a brand new autobiography out saying that Michael Jackson stinks. And I thought about celebrities that you would look at and go, they might smell. And I was thinking Johnny Depp. Because does not Johnny Depp look disheveled when he gets... But apparently he smells good. But I've never smelled Johnny Depp. But I will give you an experience about smelling good is we were at the Gorge and Keith Urban performed. And my wife...
I knew you were going to bring that up.
I know.
I can relate.
He smells good. I mean, Keith... even as a dude, I was like, Keith Urban smells good.
I agree because one time he was in South Bend. This was many, many years ago. And I was like, wow. I took a photo with him too and I got real close and I was like, ooh, the cologne is nice.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, I wonder how come my husband is not a fan of cologne at all. Yeah. At all.
But whatever
I kind of wish he was.
Yeah, but whatever Keith Urban's using, I know because not just my wife, but I've seen it like you just said multiple times. Mm-hmm. People who have met Keith and go, man, and every woman
smells
like,
good.
He smells good. So whatever he's got, he smells good. It's the magic mojo, I guess.
I do know that. And I don't know personally. But you've heard the stories about Matthew McConaughey.
They say
he stinks and plays the bongo drums.
So we've been taking your calls. Have you ever had to confront someone about not smelling so great? But taking your calls, 547-KORD. Tell us your story. What'd you have to do?
So I was the scheduling supervisor at a facility that I worked with. And there were so many complaints about one employee that had a really bad smell. And she did. She smelled really bad.
Oh, geez.
So I went and bought deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, put it in the basket for her.
Yeah.
And I told her that she won the prize.
Oh.
That we had a drawing and she won. And I said, and there's a lot of complaints, so make sure you use these items.
Oh, geez. Oh, all right. Wow. All right. So I
was all in when you said, hey, you won the.
Yeah, I was all in. And then he said, oh, by the way, you stink. What? What? I would be highly embarrassed if someone had to take me aside and go, hey, Rick, you're smelling a little ripe lately. So, many years ago, I had, when I was in high school, I had to go to the hospital. That's the only time I've ever been in the hospital. And I had a night stay in the hospital. I had pericarditis, which was the inflammation around my heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's the only time I've ever been in the hospital. Uh-huh. And I remember that the nurse came, hey, you're smelling a little ripe. So because
time to take a shower, big boy.
Time to take a shower. I was in high school. But yeah, so that was the only time I recall. But I was rather more embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
I was sick. I was sick. But she's like, oh, there's a shower over there. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I must have smelled pretty bad. So yeah, we've all been there. So 547-KORD, smelling a little ripe. How did you tell that person, hey, man, you don't really smell that good? So we'll take more of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Love when we get special guests in the studio. We got her, Lacey from, I love this, your Tri-City Raceway. So great to have you back in the studio again.
Welcome. Thank you. Good morning.
I love that. You got your sweet hat on there, looking sharp and ready to go. We're getting excited because it's the 38th annual Fall Classic,
this
Lacey.
Is big.
So tell us about what's happening.
So we have the best weekend of racing coming to Tri-Cities this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and it's a two-day event. It's the Fall Classic presented by Desert Food Mart.
I love that, and this is what they call short track racing. So can you describe, if you're a novice listening for the first time, tell us what short track racing is.
Well, short track racing, stock car racing, first off. But the difference is at Tri-City Raceway, it is a half-mile tri-oval. There is no half-mile tri-ovals in the nation. We are the only one. It's right in your backyard at Tri-Cities, so it's nationally recognized because it's very unique. If you can imagine, it has a lot of speed, so it brings so much more action. It's really hard to explain. It's an experience you need to just come and see for yourself. We have Saturday night racing, which is one of my favorite things at Tri-City Raceway, and we have Fan Fest that day. It's going to be absolutely awesome. And then Sunday we have the Fall Classic 200, and it's 200 laps, and then we have supporting divisions on both days.
It's going to be so awesome. Tri-City Raceway, this is a great family event, and everybody's going to have a great time. My dad was a stock car driver. I don't know if I ever
got that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, my dad was a transmission mechanic, and so he also drove stock cars back in the day, and so I've been around cars a lot in my life, and it's just a great event when you're seeing the cars go around and the drivers and the enthusiasm, the fans, right, Lacey?
Oh, yeah.
They're all into it.
Oh, it's electric.
You know? And I always make the joke, same thing as NASCAR, that the goal is you pick your favorite driver and then you talk crap about everybody else. That's kind of how NASCAR works. If you're ever curious, you just pick your driver, pick your race car. Oh, that number five there, that's my car. All right, everybody else, anyway. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. Families are going to have a good time. Kids are going to have a good time. And this is the 38th annual.
Yeah, so it's the 38th running Fall Classic. It used to be held at Yakima Speedway before its closure in 2020. And being a half mile, Yakima was, we took that on and revived it and kept it alive. So it kind of bounces the story back for Tri-City Raceway, which is also a revival story. So it is just fitting to have there, and it is absolutely incredible. We have 130 plus competitors coming out
Oh, wow.
to race. Is yeah. a big deal. It will be the biggest race on the West Coast.
That's really cool because I worked in Yakima many years ago, and of course I'm familiar with the Yakima Speedway, and we had gone out there. We even got to drive some of the cars one time.
Oh, wow.
And it was so funny watching DJs in stock cars.
That's not cool.
No, it was fun. No,
It was fun.
And so we're funny watching our, you know, like you're watching Patty go around, you're like, why is she going so slow? You're not going slow, but from the visual, you think they're going, you know, like, why are they going? No, they're not going slow, but this is that visual. So 38th Annual Fall Classic, we're super excited. How do they get tickets, Lacey, and all the information?
Well, you can go on to tricityraceway.com or on race day, you can come and get tickets at the gates if we are not sold out, but they are selling pretty fast. And I have to say, Rick, I mean, you're giving us ideas for 2026. I really like it. I mean, maybe we should do this kind of race.
I know. Put Patty behind the wheel. It's going to be fun.
I'd love it.
Put AJ behind the wheel. Put myself. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun out there. So we did that at the Yakima Speedway. So it was a lot of fun back in the day. So 38th Annual Fall Classic. I know that Patty can't wait to give away some tickets.
We've got two pairs of tickets.
So we'll take some callers. How about that? What do you think, Patty? Callers or Lacey, we always make you pick the numbers, but you're always worried about high numbers here. So.
You know what? I'm going to say number 7.
All right, number 7. I love it. There you go. So 547 KORD, caller number 7. If you want to go to the Tri-City Raceway this weekend, 38th Annual Fall Classic, it's going to be awesome. Caller 7, you win next. Lacey, thanks for coming in as always.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you at the races.
Yes, absolutely. It's 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Justin Lynch, Mackenzie Porter, thinking about you. It's 808. You got Rick. You got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Of course, a chance at that cash, that moolah, $1,000 coming up here in just about 10 minutes. What could you do with $1,000? I know what Amanda from Pet Over Population Prevention would do with $1,000. She would spay and neuter those animals.
She sure would.
She would. That's what she'd do if she had $1,000. Well, it's Wet Nose Wednesday, and we got the sweetest girl in here, Haley. Hi, Haley. Haley, tell us about Haley.
Haley is a 5-year-old Shepherd Husky mix, and she is just a sweet, sweet girl, unless you're a cat. She's not fond of kitties.
Okay.
But she does well. She loves everybody.
Yeah.
Except kitties. But she's good with kids. Probably not the best fit for little children, just because she doesn't realize her size.
Yeah, she's a big dog. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, that might even be doable if, you know, people are experienced dog guardians and they know what they're doing. But she matches your energy level is one of the nice things about her.
Yeah, she's chill.
Beautiful.
So yeah. She's gorgeous. Is she a husky mix?
Yes, she's husky shepherd, 5 years old. She's spayed. She actually originally came from TCAS or Humane Society. I'm not sure which, but she is currently with a gal I used to teach with, and she is having some physical. She's got
some limitations.
Yes, she's got some limitations, and you know, this is one of those good examples of not judging somebody because. Yeah. She knows she's doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And I agree. She's doing the right thing rehoming her because she needs somebody that can walk her and you know, be on the go with her a little more. Because Haley's 5, but she's certainly not an elderly dog.
Yeah.
She's really a good girl.
Oh, yeah.
She is.
Like you had already said, it's amazing that she's a great dog at a great age. And she has actually matched our energy in the room here.
Yes.
Like right now, she's chilling out, having a good time. But she loves car rides, any adventure you want to go with. And she also likes to do a little woof at the door, but not but not the howling.
Like this morning when I went to pick her up at her home. She saw me through the window. She barked at me. But as soon as her guardian opened the door, she was like, oh, I have a friend. You know?
And she's quiet.
She is.
She's sitting here walking around right now, checking things out, and she's actually pretty subdued. So
Very subdued.
She's gorgeous. She's amazing. If you guys have been looking for a forever friend, we got one for you, don't we, Amanda?
We do. She's a neat girl. And great in the car, by the way.
Yeah, she was ready. Oh, yeah, she likes. We saw when you dropped, you know, guys got out of the car. She's, I'm going to go back to that car. I'm going to read.
Yeah, and fine being left alone. You know, she's not going to destroy your blinds and your couch if you leave her alone by herself.
So. I love it. Spayed, neutered. She's been vaccinated, dewormed, microchipped, of course, prior to the adoption. All done thanks to our friends at Pet Overpopulation Prevention. And how do they meet Haley?
Well, she's on petfinder.com. You can do a search by name. You can go to our website, poptricities.org, poptricities.org, and there's a tab or something that you can go to and see all of our adoptable pets. We are going to be at PetSmart this Saturday, but unfortunately, Haley is not available to join us, but we will be at PetSmart this Saturday from 11 to 3.
All right, which a bunch of, but we have cats there, we've got dogs there. One of the best things I like to remind people about Pet Overpopulation Prevention is all the animals, Pet Overpopulation Prevention is not a shelter. So all these animals are with their fosters or actually with their owners.
Right.
So that makes a little easier transition from going from their home to your home. So more details, of course, check it out, petfinder.com, poptricities.org. Amanda, thanks for coming in like always.
Thank you.
Happy Wet Nose Wednesday. And Haley, she's gorgeous. Come get her. It's Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go. And Patty in the morning on number one for New Country 102.7 KORD.